All right, 22 past 8 o'clock. It is finally Friday. So what do you got going on this weekend? How about a musical in Marine City? It's at the Riverbank Theater. This is the second weekend of three for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical. On the line with us right now, playing the role of Christine Colgate in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Brittany Smith. Brittany, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
How much fun is this show to do?
Oh, my gosh. You see us, Paige. We are just running around, but every minute is very, very fun and entertaining, even backstage.
And I've not seen the musical. I remember the movie, though, the Steve Martin, Michael Caine movie is hysterical. I can just imagine on stage, it's that plus some, right?
Yes. Yep. It's exactly that same storyline. So if you're familiar with the movie, it follows that. Exactly. There's the Ruprecht scene. There's the scene with the Steve Martin character, Freddie, in the wheelchair. So those who have seen it, but if you haven't, it's fun, too, because there's a little twist at the end. So lots of people have gone away like, oh, my gosh, I didn't see that coming.
Physical comedy is hard to pull off, but, boy, when you get it right, the audience just loves it.
Yes, yes. And what's fun at the Riverbank, too, is the audience is so close. So they're right there in all the action.
That does make for a fun night, not just for the audience, but for the performers, too.
Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah. We totally feed off that energy.
For people not familiar with the story, kind of walk us through what happens in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Sure. So it kind of focuses on two con men. One, Lawrence Jameson, is kind of your typical suave, worldly gentleman who's kind of got it all figured out. He's got his perfect situation set up in the French Riviera, and he kind of cons these wealthy ladies over by asking for money for his country's revolution, but no one can really find it on the map. So that's kind of his gig. And then burst onto the scene is this young kind of rough around the edges young guy who thinks he can make it big, and instead of getting rid of him, Lawrence decides to help him out and train him a little bit because he comes in handy. So you've got these two guys who are, you know, kind of vying for the same ladies, and then they make this bet that the next lady that walks into the hotel is going to be the one that they both try to go after and try to get $50,000 from her. And that happens to be my character, Christine Colgate.
and you end up having just as much fun with them as they are with you, right?
Yes. Yep.
It's a fun show, and it's a clever show. It's happening this weekend. Now, you had your first weekend last weekend, right?
First weekend went great. We had some amazing audiences. Last Saturday was sold out, and I think tickets are looking really good for tonight and tomorrow, too. So there's still some available for Sunday and then the following weekend as well.
All right. At the Riverbank Theater in Marine City.
In Marine City.
All right. Go online to riverbanktheater.com for tickets. Brittany, I was going to say good luck, but you don't say that. So break a leg this weekend again. Have fun.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.